Welcome to the What's Important Now broadcast. In America today, we are witnessing a cultural shift. This is the show devoted to the battle for the soul of our country. Join our host, Tom Sears, as he explains the issues of our day. And join the fight to bring values and morality back. Let's join Tom now as he shares what's important now.
And welcome inside of this week's edition of What's Important Now. I'm Tom Sears. Thanks for being a part of our program as we do our best to bring to you information and news that matters. Find us online at whatsimportantnowradio.com. Our email address is whatsimportantnowradio@gmail.com. And as we've been saying, you know what? We're trying to expand. We need your help. If you'd like to help promote this broadcast and get it moving in other areas around the nation and even the world, then you can donate to this broadcast, to this program, to this ministry. It's tax deductible. You would just need to write a check to Action Ministries, and our mailing address is 8901 Good Hope Pike, Lost Creek, West Virginia 26385. Follow me on Twitter, T Sears Win Radio, T Sears Win Radio. And I've actually got something I'm going to talk about with the Twitter feed. Being involved in a little bit of a dispute over some stuff on Twitter, that, you know, you would be able to follow all that action happening right there. Speaking of following, make sure you download the Spreaker app, follow us on the Spreaker app, or subscribe to iTunes or Google Podcasts, because we will be pushing content that this, that you would need to have one of those sources, I guess is what I'm trying to say. I want to get into today's topic. Culture war. It's what I think is America's new civil war, and it's a battle of ideas. Now, someone said something to me a couple weeks ago, and honestly, I have not been able to get it out of my head. We were discussing this cultural struggle that I often refer to on this program. Remember, we are battling for the soul of America. We are, in fact, fighting the good fight. And there's a fight to bring values and morality back. And we were having this discussion. And let me say this. This struggle is not just in America. It's around the world. But I have always looked at America as the leader. You know, we've led the world. Unfortunately, in some negative ways, we continue to lead. Well, anyway, the thing that was said to me really started working on me because I found a lot of truth in it. This individual says that we were talking about civil war. When there's a civil war or a struggle, the truth is everyone wants to win, obviously. There are two sides, but there will only be one winner. And, you know, the struggle is real in our country today, but there will only be one winner. And before I elaborate any further on this, I feel it's important to let you know that I'm not advocating for physical violence. The fact that I'm even giving that disclaimer actually furthers my point today. But anyway, we are entrenched in a battle that will have winners and it will have losers. And I, for one, think it's time for us to pick a side. The cultural battle in our country today is one that causes a divide as wide as the Grand Canyon. And there are things that some people, let me put it this way, there are issues where some people are sort of on the middle ground. And politically, they may be called moderates. I call them fence riders. But anyway, but for the most part, it's pretty polarized. It's very, very divided. But these issues, they're masked as political issues, but they're not. Well, I mean, of course, they end up being political, but the genesis of every issue is actually a moral issue, whether it's right or whether it's wrong. For instance, we discuss a lot about abortion on this program. That's a moral issue. It is masked as though it's political, but it's moral. The struggle in our country today is very real. Now, whether you realize it or not, every day that you live, you are involved in this struggle. Now, like I said, there are winners and there are losers. Now, ultimately, if the godless win, society as a whole loses. America has been known as a Christian nation. If you go back 50 years, statistically, 92% of Americans claimed that they were Christian. Today, that number has shrunk to 67%. There are actually 23% of Americans who claim no religion. Now, those numbers are from the General Social Survey. And there are other organizations that have the number higher or lower. For instance, Pew Research found that 80% of Americans believe in God. But when you begin to look at the research, you find that God has many meanings. So, Pew found that those who believe in God, the God of the Bible, the God of Abraham, of Isaac, and of Jacob, that number is alarmingly low. 56%. And even in those studies, well, there's room for interpretation. The research also shows a very troubling trend. Women believe in God more than men do. As a matter of fact, 61% of women believe in the God of the Bible and 50% of men do. Now, if you believe in the God of the Bible, you know that he called men to lead. Unfortunately, as a whole, men are not. And that's why we see men abandoning expecting mothers, leaving their children behind, chasing fame and fortune, and they are no longer spiritual leaders in their homes. Pew also found that 80% of American women feel that they communicate with God. Now, that could be through prayer or, you know, in some cases, meditation, whatever. They feel like they communicate with God. Again, God being, could be any God. Women are also more likely to attend church. Now, let's take a look at political affiliation. And before I do this, before we look at the stats offered up by Pew Research, let's be honest. There has never been a political divide in this country like there is today. There is no common ground. Remember, I said there will be winners and losers. Just look back to the election. The reason why there are winners and losers is because at the very foundation of our culture war, which I, by the way, believe is our new civil war, there are moral issues. Now, the numbers I'm about to give you, well, they tell a story. When we look at Republicans and Democrats and what they believe, these numbers tell a bigger story. Pew found that those who are religious tend to be Republican. And Republicans tend to be more religious. 70% of Republicans believe in a biblical God. That's compared to 45% Democrats. Now, this statistic, I should say, is important. It is often overlooked, but I find it very interesting because Pew found that Republicans, that is 75% of Republicans, believe that God will judge all people based on their deeds, while only 51% of Democrats believe that. So when you begin to look at policy from the political parties, you find that, statistically speaking, there is in fact a correlation between conservative political views and a belief in God's judgment. Now, in essence, policy is then constructed by those individuals that either believe that God will judge or that he will not. I realize there are those that believe God will judge and then support issues that are sinful. Well, they probably fall into another category, like having a distorted view of the Bible. But as I said earlier, it's time for us to choose a side. The Bible even says, "Choose you this day whom you will serve," Joshua. So what side are you on? The truth is, for those that believe in the Bible and what it says, and by the way, believe that it holds the answers to life's problems, and that it's not outdated, and that it's still applicable to our lives or for our lives, if you fall in that category, then you believe that what the Bible says is sin, is sin. Now we're back to the moral issues. You see, we're fighting this cultural battle by political means. But the truth is, the only way that politics changes is by the hearts of the people changing. That's why we kick the Bible out. That's why we don't allow prayer. Because the heart exposed to God can change. Some Americans, well, they don't want change. Well, I mean, they do, but in the form of anything goes. I will live my life the way I want, and it's my body, and it's my choice, and that's the change I want. But what they don't want is to be held accountable. So now we have men dressing like women and reading books to children in schools. That's acceptable. It is also acceptable to walk into an abortion clinic and murder your baby out of convenience. Just like the 17-year-old girl that was having her, listen to this, fifth abortion. Fifth. The newest one says she wouldn't be pregnant for prom. True story, look it up. It's acceptable to promote every other religion in our country, but the religion that our country was founded upon. And it's acceptable for young men to beat a teenage girl brutally simply because she was wearing a Trump hat. These things are acceptable. What side are you on? Now, I enjoy politics. I follow every president closely, no matter the political affiliation. With that said, I have attended rallies for presidents from both sides of the aisle. I will continue to do so, because I enjoy it. When I attended a President Trump rally, I saw some very interesting things. First, while standing in line, we were spit at. Yes, people started spitting at us. Now, these people, they didn't know my beliefs or my political affiliation. They only assumed. Then, as we got closer to the entrance, there was a small group of protesters gathered. Their signs and their chants were so vulgar and disgusting that I told my daughter to not look that way. Now, although I already knew, I felt that this moment was a teaching moment, so I asked my daughter what line would she rather be in. Of course, the answer was easy. This once again proves how divided we are. I will say that the signs that they were holding and the chants that they were shouting did not come from a biblical perspective. Well, unless you're reading the not so good parts. Again, I ask, what side are you on? Again, if things are going to change, they are going to change because our hearts have changed. Look at us. Families are crumbling. Lives are being destroyed. Do we desire change? If so, change follows because we made decisions to bring about change. If you only say you desire change, then you are preoccupied with your life and all the stuff you have. You say you desire change, but then you're distracted by life in general. Well, change will not show up. But yet change is coming. And that's what you need to know. As a matter of fact, I would say change is already here because the culture is changing. It's our silence that has helped lead to these changes. And again, remember, there will be winners and losers. And if we believe that the country is out of control, then let's promote change. But the change has to start in the heart. Again, if you support our current president, you are in danger. I saw a family come into a restaurant the other evening. Three of the men had on Trump hats, various types. One, you know, Trump 2020, one Make America Great Again, and another, you know, another Trump hat. I don't know. Now, in West Virginia, they're pretty safe. But if they were in some places around our country, their lives would be in danger. That's a fact. You know, I was taught to respect the office of the president. Whether you liked them or not, you respected the office of the president. That's just not where we are anymore. Like I said, we are divided. And in my opinion, hating someone for their political affiliation, hating them because they support a president, and then violently attacking them because of those beliefs is no different than those who hate because of skin color. What happened to the America where people could have a respectful debate about politics and other issues? Well, ladies and gentlemen, that day is long gone. We are entrenched in a great battle. It is good versus evil. I know it sounds extreme, but it's true. Extreme is actually getting a milkshake dumped on your head for wearing a Make America Great Again hat. Extreme is being a female Trump supporter who is suplexed, kicked in the face, and in the stomach by no less than three or four young men, all because she had on a Make America Great Again hat. That is extreme. That is extreme. I have never felt the notion to attack someone because of their political affiliation or a t-shirt they're wearing or the hat that they wear. I may have a thought like, got it wrong there or something like that, but I've never thought of bringing them violence or ripping out a suplex. I've never thought about anything like that. It's extreme. Those who say that they have fought to end hate and to bring forth equality are actually the ones leading the charge of hating people for their political ideology. Now think about the hypocrisy there. As a matter of fact, they are putting on display their utter hypocrisy. You see, they never wanted hate to end, only hate against them. They never wanted equality, only if it was in their favor. Equal. There is no equality today. Those that have stood for what is right are being forced into submission. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time to pick a side. It's time to stand up for what you believe in. The time is now. Make up your mind, because in this culture war, there will be winners and there will be losers. What side are you on?
Trump derangement syndrome has officially come to the Senate. The hatred for the president is so intense that partisans would rather risk war than give diplomacy a chance. Does anybody remember that Ronald Reagan sat down with Gorbachev and we lessened the nuclear tensions? We need to still have those openings. Nobody is saying or excusing Russia's meddling in our elections. Absolutely. We should protect the integrity of our elections. But simply bringing the hatred of the president to the Senate floor in order to say, we're done with diplomacy, we're going to add more sanctions and more sanctions. You know what? I would rather that we still have open channels of discussion with the Russians. Kennedy, at the height of the Cold War, had a direct line to Khrushchev, and it may have prevented the end of the world. Should we be so crazy about partisanship that we now say, we don't want to talk to the Russians. We're not going to have relations with the Russians. We should stand firm and say, stay the hell out of our elections. But we should not stick our head in the ground and say, we're not going to talk to them. I would like to see the Russians leave Ukraine. I think we could do it through diplomacy. We're not going to have it if we don't talk to them. I would like to see the Russians help more with North Korea, with denuclearization of the Korean Peninsula. We're not going to have it if we just simply heap more sanctions on and say we're not going to talk to the Russians, and anybody that talks to the Russians has committed treason. For goodness sakes, we have the former head of the CIA, John Brennan, gallivanting across TV, now being paid for his opinion, to call the president treasonous. This has got to stop. This is crazy hatred of the president. This is crazy partisanship that is driving this. For goodness sakes, we don't excuse Russia's behavior in our election, but we don't have to have war. We can still have engagement. We have engaged Russia throughout 70 years while also acknowledging the imperfections of their system, the parts of their system that we vehemently disagree with. The lack of freedom, the lack of human rights, and yet we had open channels of negotiation, open channels of communication.
Welcome to the What's Important Now program. We are fighting for the soul of America and tackling the tough topics. Now let's join your host, international evangelist and veteran radio host, Tom Sears.
And welcome back. That audio was from Senator Rand Paul talking about political division in our country today. As we finish out the final segment of our program, I want to again encourage you to follow me on Twitter, TSearsWinRadio. This past week, I had an interesting interaction with some individuals over abortion. I follow a group called Life News, and they basically just compile all the news as it relates to, you know, the abortion agenda and you know, pro-life versus pro-choice. And they put a video on there that depicts two doctors playing with what appears to be two aborted babies that, and let me say this, perfectly intact, with the exception of the hole in the base of their skull, where they're, So, obviously, it's just an absolute outrage to me, and just reading some of the comments, now there's the debate, I don't know, I know that several reputable organizations have shared this. I cannot say if the video is depicting real aborted babies. The argument is that, you know, those who support abortion are coming out and they're saying, well, they are medical models. And so my response back to them was, okay, so let's say that they are medical models. Here's the thing. We cry outrage that two doctors would, and by the way, they were holding these babies or models and making them do like a little rap, and we're making the bringing the little arm over their eyes, and it's just horrifying, absolutely horrifying. And so there were some that said, well, this is a 4-year-old video and these are medical models. And again, the outrage seems to be like doctors would not do that. And I'm like, wait a minute, people. The very doctors who potentially could be doing that have performed the procedures where the life of the baby, by the way, again, this is graphic, the baby, by the way, is partially delivered and then its brains are sucked out. So we, to our horror, we see this video and we're like, I can't believe this, but yet why can't we believe it? I mean, think about the procedure. Someone who would do that. So anyway, I was back and forth on Twitter with these people and got some really weird and outrageous responses from some individuals. They're like, I don't care what if it's real or fake. It's none of our business. And I'm just like, I can't wrap my mind around it. You know what I mean? I can't, it just doesn't make sense to me. I'm never going to understand it. Never, ever, ever. Someone, you know, another person said, well, would we be more outraged if they were puppies? And the truth is, yes, absolutely. We would be more outraged if they were puppies. Not that I want to see it happen to puppies. I don't want to see it happen to any living thing. It's not natural. It's not the course of events. God created, you know, what he created, and it was perfect. And, you know, this is what we're doing. And so I do encourage you, not only is Twitter a good place to, you know, see some of the interactions I'm having with people out there, but it's also the opportunity, if you follow me on Twitter, when we post new content, it's another way for you to be updated that a new program has been released. So that's T Sears Win Radio on Twitter, at T Sears Win Radio. We've been talking, or, you know, we talked about how Hollywood is threatening to boycott Georgia. Netflix really stepped out and said, you know what? We are going to boycott Georgia. We're not going to make any films there, and we're not going to have our headquarters there anymore if they sign this heartbeat bill. Now, keep in mind here, this is maybe, I think, too simply, but this issue is a heartbeat bill was passed saying that if you detect the heartbeat, you cannot abort the baby. That seems rational to me. But again, people are flipping out. It's not your choice. It's not your body. Well, the baby that's being aborted is an individual. It's a person. Thus, the heartbeat. Anyway, so what I said was, okay, so if Netflix is going to do that, let's boycott Netflix. And Disney, let's boycott Disney. Disney's another name that's come out and said, well, we're not standing for this. And, you know, actors and actresses are coming out. And you know what I say? You know, Reese Witherspoon is another one that came out recently and went on this really odd rant about abortion. Ron Howard, Alyssa Milano. But Netflix really started this whole thing. And so what we said was, and I'm a lifelong subscriber, not lifelong. Well, I guess the life of Netflix. I've been a subscriber since Netflix first came around. And so I've already canceled. No more. They change directions. Well, then we'll see. But anyway, I think I've seen that 84,000 subscribers had already canceled. And so we're calling for a boycott of Netflix and all of those individuals and media outlets that decide they're not going to stand up for babies. Because think about it this way. Who pays the monthly subscription if you abort them all? I bet that if the abortion industry began to affect their pocketbook, they would change course. So what I say is, let's affect their pocketbook. And, well, maybe, just maybe, we'll change course. But there's a petition drive that is automatically sending Netflix emails. And the hope is that 50,000 emails will be sent. And so I want to be able to help you here. It's citizengo.org. citizengo.org. You do not have to write a bunch of stuff. It's already constructed. A message has been sent, and all you have to do is sign your name to it, and the email goes, and we can make a difference, ladies and gentlemen. And like I said earlier, it's time to make a choice. Where do we stand? What do we believe? What side are we on? Well, that's going to bring us to the end of our program today. I do appreciate you being here with us. And I encourage you, as always, to fight the good fight of faith. Contend for the faith. There is a cause. It does matter. And it is important now. It is my honor to be here with you. Our email address is whatsimportantnowradio@gmail.com. Our mailing address. And again, if you'd like to help support us so we can continue to push this message all across this great country, you can send a donation to Action Ministries, 8901 Good Hope Pike, Loft Creek, West Virginia, 26385. Until next time, I'm Tom Sears, and this has been What's Important Now. Take care.